A ferry service on Molokai is struggling to stay afloat and may have to shut down. The company that has been operating the service for nearly 30 years says low ridership and competing airfares are to blame. The company, Sea Link, has been running the Molokai-Maui ferry since 1987. They recently filed a request to shut down services with the state's Public Utilities Commission. The business reported a net operating loss of more than $523,000 in 2015 alone. General Manager and Captain David Jung estimates by the end of 2016, the company will have lost more than $1 million over the past 4 years.
Yes. Time has gone on. It's gotten tougher and tougher. And without any help from the state or the county, it really is, it's just not viable anymore.
The ferry was originally created to connect workers on Molokai to jobs in Lahaina, Maui. At the time, the company received a state subsidy of $30,000 a month.
And people would go to Maui, they'd work, bring home their paycheck, and spend their paycheck on Molokai. That's a very, very positive thing for any community to feel its self-worth.
But over time, low airfares have cut into the ferry's ridership, with some flights going for as little as $36 one way. In a report filed to the PUC, ridership rates have fallen from nearly 1,700 in January to 859 in July. Molokai resident Julie Lopez says while the ferry has been good for the island, it might make more sense financially for Jung's company to shut it down.
Economically, he can't survive. You know, that's just business, right? If you can't survive, you need to shut down.
The closure of the ferry would be a serious setback for Molokai High School's football team. They're the only sports team that still relies on the ferry to get to games on Maui. Athletic director Lee DeRoyan says traveling on small 9-seat planes can be a challenge when bringing football gear and equipment.
That's where the greatest impact will be felt, the amount of equipment they bring over and the size of their team and supporters and parents and coaches and cheerleaders go on one trip, so it's a lot of people.
Some worry the loss of the ferry could also impact tourism to the Friendly Isle. John K. McBride runs a series of land tours that take visitors from Lahaina to Molokai for the day by ferry.
We give them about an hour to go shopping in town. You know, if they go through the stores and stuff, you know, they support the economy there. And the ferry does provide a good service to the island. I think the state should step up and take a look at it and see if they can subsidize the ferry for the people.
The deadline to submit comments to the PUC about the proposed shutdown is today. If the PUC approves the request, the company plans to discontinue ferry operations within 10 days of the announcement. Molly Solomon for HBR News.